Attitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Hello.
I am your host with the Mr. and the Mrs.
Yes, and you are. Wow, okay, yeah. What was that?
What do you mean, what was that? Ooh. That was regular opening of the show. And speaking of the show, this show is sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting, where they put the attitude in broadcasting.
That's a lot better. You're getting better at this.
Okay, then.
You must be in training this week.
Yeah. Anyways.
And don't forget, we are on Periscope, our Periscopians. Welcome to today's show.
Love the spotlight.
I do,
Coach.
Do. I had to point it out because my host ain't pointing out.
Oh, you know.
So, you know, welcome to today's show. We got a great, great show. If you got any questions during the show, please let us know. Lil Steven will be paying attention and write down the questions, and we'll answer them throughout the show, probably during the breaks. Trust me, it's there. Our producer, Ian, does a great job.
Oh, it's Ian this week? Is it Ian McKellar?
Yes.
And what's our intern's name?
Ian.
Ian. Oh. Ian is our intern.
Okay. Ian's our intern.
He's a producer. So.
He's our slash producer intern.
I thought I was the producer.
He's an intern producer. I'm training him to be a good producer because in case you mess up again, I can hire him to take your spot.
Oh, I see how it is. All right.
You see, he won't be the man behind the glass. He'll be in front of the camera in 2 weeks.
Well, anyways.
Hey, I'm friendly, but you know, business is business.
Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, of course. This is segment one. We're going to go right into funny family moments because I feel like the Mr. has a few. The Mrs. always has one, but we're going to let the Mr. go first because he always goes first.
I went first last week. Let her go.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're changing up.
I actually think just right before the show was pretty funny. So, the Mr.
Why, is it glorious?
It is as unglorious as you can get.
Ooh.
So the Mr. has a favorite song that is now his ringtone. Are you ready with it? I thought maybe you'd have it.
Oh, you want
I thought you just right. keep your finger right there to play it whenever. Go ahead, please.
Actually, I thought our host or producer would download it and play
Nope.
It.
No.
I'm not giving you that credit today.
I'm making a special request.
Isn't that stuff that makes you go, but it's going to be your funny moment? All right.
I don't know. I mean, he's got a point, though.
Honey, I go, all the time with you, so.
What's wrong with that? It's glorious.
What is that even about, that song?
When we get home, before you leave, we'll show you the entrance.
Oh, I don't. Is this a wrestler?
Bobby Roode. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Why did I not figure that out way
I, know. I don't know. Yeah, why didn't you figure that out is actually what I'm thinking. You know who you're hanging out with here, okay? This is what we do.
Actually, I think I don't know that I had any funny moments this week, actually.
What?
Yeah, you did. Come on. You had at least one.
Did I have at least one? I think I actually don't know that I had a lot of funny moments this week. It was a rough week. So, not a lot of funny. And most of my funny annoys you and
well,
makes
no, it's
you
okay.
Upset.
If you find it funny, that's the point of this segment. If you find something funny, you're supposed to share it.
Yeah, he finds everything.
I find stuff funny.
Well, so,
hey, I find funny stuff about you all the time.
This is the fine line between funny and things that make you go, about your spouse. So most of my list probably really falls into that category, to Steven's point.
All right, so you had no funny moments.
You know, honey, I wish I did.
Lord, let me think. So you don't have any, huh? Where do I start?
No, so then what that means is you're going to do a funny moment. She's going to find one. No, afterwards.
Oh, no, what will happen is I will verbally lacerate him after he shares his funny moment, but that's okay.
We should just call it the Mister's Funny Moments.
Yeah, I know. We'll rename it. So, all right, let's go.
I like that.
Let's go ahead and share one of the funny moments.
Oh, no.
All right, so you remember we talked about last week the egg warmer, right?
It's all an right. egg cooker.
Whatever. It's an egg warmer.
I like how you're trying to make it. Now it's an egg cooker. It's an
it
egg
was
cooker.
Always an egg cooker.
It doesn't cook eggs.
You can hard boil an egg. You can medium. You could do soft eggs. You can poach an egg. You can make an omelet. You could even make bread pudding.
All right, never mind. She has a point because those are forms of cooking. Poaching and
Oh my gosh.
Poaching an egg is a form of cooking.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're still talking about poaching eggs.
I love how this, it's been a week since we talked about this. This still is a hot topic, okay?
Literally, it's like breaking his fried
the
eggs.
The mister is unable to let the little things go.
No, I was going to let it go, but then this week.
Oh, God.
All right, so, you know, me and my wife, I tried to talk to her, hey, what do you need? Anything over $10, we need to talk about you buying. Because it gets out of hand.
Over $10?
Yeah. So,
that seems a little excessive.
Let me point this out. So my wife, okay, is trying to be slick where she's trying to be slick. So she buys a shirt for her nephew.
That's not how this played out.
Okay, well, can I get the whole story?
You requested, start first things first.
Am I
you made a request. That I go ahead and order the laundry detergent we like.
Right. So she. All right. Fine. So
ma'am, I'm gonna have to ask you to let him finish the story.
So, fine.
We'll get to your rebuttal.
She ordered the laundry detergent that we like, not that I like. We like. All right. So she did it. Got it in. Why that she ordered that? She's like, you know what? I'm gonna order a couple other things while I'm at it. So let's point the list of stuff that she ordered. First thing she ordered was a T-shirt that says, "What did the shirt say?"
So
please.
You don't even know
for our nephew.
You're upset and you don't even
upset.
Know.
No, I'm not upset at the shirt, but
it
please.
Has a T-Rex. And a,
it's a funny
figure
shirt.
Of a man running away, and because our nephew is now doing cross country.
Oh, okay.
And it says, running, sometimes you need motivation.
I kind of like that.
So the shirt, funny. That's cool. But not only did she get that, she got a hook that goes on the back of your seat when you're driving.
It is awesome.
For purses to go on. So that way, hold on. So... instead of having to put it in the back seat, she puts his hook on the back of the
seat rest.
Is it only for purses?
I'm going to let him finish, and then, oh, man, you're in trouble.
No, this you're is trouble, my funny man. Moment of the week. So, anyway, no, here's the funny part. All right, so I'm like, what else did you get? So she got the hook, and was like, you know, you didn't say that, you know, anything under $10. It was under $10.
No,
but
no,
it came
no.
with other things.
It
what,
was,
go ahead.
Okay. So, first of all, for those of you who are now concerned that my husband is abusive, because we know that financial control of a woman is one of the signs of domestic violence.
Where did that come from?
October is Domestic Violence Month. And as a survivor, I think it's important for me to point out that this conversation, you don't really tell me I can't buy things. This is a conversation you and I had because I admitted that sometimes I buy things I don't need.
In case you don't know my wife and me, okay, my wife buys things sometimes that we do not need in our house.
That's what I just said.
No, I wasn't done. I was saying that, you know, sometimes in our house, we get an overabundance of stuff in our house. And her solution, like, for example, we were out this morning. She's like, let's get this little, what was it this morning? The wind chime thing?
I was teasing you. No, I like the sound of it.
No,
you know,
listen to his phone.
No, I'm just making a point.
This was supposed to be my rebuttal time.
No, I wasn't done with my story yet. You actually started with your rebuttal before I finish.
All right, we're going to have to make some rules about this.
But my point of the funny thing is, all right, and the funny part of the story is I look at my wife, and she gets this grin, you know, and she's like, no, I did not actually.
I did not violate our agreement, right, because you had asked me to buy something for the house, right, and I just exactly decided
she
to
said
add
I did not violate
the
my the agreement. I was like, really?
Hey, they were all under $10. I mean, but you didn't specify.
First and foremost, I'll make it clear, because my wife already tried. We don't have that relationship. I am just trying to make sure a lot of stuff doesn't come into the house and it goes out.
So I think in all fairness, I asked you to help me help myself, because I have a tendency to,
tendency. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Hey, this is her rebuttal time.
I know. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I have a tendency sometimes to buy things we don't really need, but they are kind of cool. So, and the purse hooks, by the way, are awesome. So, no, we get in the car, and he will throw my purse in the back seat.
Because she'll put it right there on the armrest where I'm putting my arm. And so I move it to...
Driver's choice, man.
Down in the seat. Really? While I'm sitting in the car?
So, maybe you should go to the back seat.
Fine. But you want me driving Miss Daisy? You go ahead.
So I bought these hooks.
Are you Miss Daisy?
Or driving Mr. Summit.
Yes. I realized he just should stop talking. But I put the hook in today, and I hung my bag from it, and it was awesome. I'm very happy. It was less than $10. And so what's the big deal?
The big deal is the funny, it's not a big deal. You say a funny family moment. I'm giving you one. Earlier today, we were talking about it, and you get that look on your face like, yeah, how it worked, you sucker.
Yeah, she loopholed the system.
I always tell people, you've got to close the loopholes, right? You got, anytime I talk to people, when I talk to my team and I ask for something, I go ahead and work around whatever I requested and close all the loopholes, right, that I could possibly see occurring. You do it with kids too. You got to close the loopholes.
No, it's very black or white.
No.
Okay.
Obviously it wasn't, because I managed to, within the constraints of the agreement, still get what I wanted.
I get you. Like you always do. By the way, I'm pointing out to all our viewers on Periscope, my wife always gets her way. So, you know.
It's true.
That's the reason we have so much stuff.
Yep. That's the reason the show exists.
Well, I'm glad I could provide amusement for you this week, my love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the lesson we learned here today, kids.
Let your husband do what he wants.
No, that's not the lesson.
Leave your wife alone.
I think that's the lesson.
Happy wife, happy life.
Anyways, this is the Mr. and Mrs. Show. We'll be right back. Stay tuned on Periscope. For everyone else, catch us Facebook, Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Also, the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. We'll see you later. Sex takes me to bed.